This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Two Yayas in the headline offers. Yaya Sanogo to score and Crystal Palace to win is 12-1. Yaya Toure to score and Manchester City to win is in the market at 7-2.
Yeah, you're talking about two different Yayas there. One who'd grace any team in the world and one who wouldn't get in my Sunday team. I'm going to leave you to make up your mind which. How's he a Premier League footballer, Yaya Sanogo?
He had those two games back to back when he scored with Arsenal, didn't he? Where he looked, yeah. he looked like at least a player.
He did score in the Champions League.
I think. Some people, Derek, have been critical of Alan Pardew in the past, but he's definitely had an impact, hasn't he, since taking over as Crystal Palace boss. Look at the record. They've got 19 points in 10 Premier League games under Pardew. That's two more than they won in their previous 20 Premier League games under Millen and Warnock. Most of that good work has been achieved away from home.
That's the key.
Yeah. They did beat QPR 3-1 at home recently, though, as well.
We could beat QPR at home.
That's true.
After the win at Stoke, what I found most interesting was Pardew's comments. It was almost like, that's us safe now. Yeah. He was almost giving a sign, like, job done.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at City here, and they're not that far. 7-10 looks, it's not that far below even money. And given that they've got to win, Chelsea will probably win against Stoke. So City have got to win to keep up the pressure, to keep Chelsea honest. And I just can't see them not winning here. I really think that's it. They won 2-0 last season, I think it was. That win against... they were given all kinds of stick after the Burnley game and the Barcelona game. But didn't they bounce back well against West Brom? I think 7-10 is a gift here. I think them and Tottenham will go in a million doubles, all of them mine.
my only slight concern with Manchester City, Derek, I don't know what you think about this, but I'm convinced that Manuel Pellegrini, he knows that he's not going to be there in the summer.
He's on his bike.
It doesn't matter, but maybe it takes
a little bit of focus away from him managing the team.
No. No,
you're not buying that.
Not at all. No, I mean, we've had this kind of, this idea that in football, just because someone's leaving at the end of the season, that everyone just goes, oh, I'm not bothered now. That's not how it works. In other sports, in rugby league in particular, often halfway through a season, or even at the start of the season, they'll say, right, I'm going back to Australia at the end of this season.
I agree when it's a player. I think it's different when it's a manager.
That's what I'm saying. No, a manager.
Oh, you say you're talking about a manager?
Yeah, coaches will often say, like, I'm doing one more year and I'm going back to Australia because I miss my family, whatever. And no one just goes, oh, well, I'm chucking it in. You look in the championship, there's been a case that this season where the owners have said, right, you're not staying here. We're getting rid of you at the end of the season. Carry on. Do your business. At Brentford, isn't it? I think, where the manager has been told, you're not going to be here next year, whatever happens. They've been getting great results. It doesn't matter. You're still professional about it. And I don't think that'll impact at all. If I was Manuel Pellegrini, I'd want to finish the season as strong as possible to show that, my next employees, I've got it. All right, we failed in the Champions League, but we've got it. And I don't think the players would down tools either. I think there's a level of pride. My worry would be more about the fact that Man City have only got second place to play for now, in my mind. I know they'll be fooling themselves into thinking they can catch Chelsea. I don't think they can. Now, when you've been a champion, I can't remember who said this. I think it might have been someone like Martin Keown, who was obviously at Arsenal and played in title-winning teams. When you've been a champion and you've only got second place to play for, it's hard to motivate yourself to be a loser, effectively, because that's what you are. It's either win or nothing. So that's a bit of a worry. But I think, I cannot believe the price here, given what Derek's right about. I don't know if they're going to down tools, but the fact that Alan Pardew said that, and the fact that they're still missing Mille Jednak, who scored for his country in that 2-2 draw with Germany, by the way. The fact they're missing Jordan Mutch still. Joe Ledley's a major doubt. Even if he plays, it looks like his fitness will be on the iffy side. I think that Man City will dominate the midfield here. Yaya Toure is a headline offer. I love that bet. He scored in that game that Derek mentioned last season. And I think I'm right in saying, Derek, that 2-1 win at Palace was the same weekend that Gerrard slipped against Chelsea, and pretty much that was when the title race changed. And I think City view that game as being a huge game in the momentum shift towards them winning the title last year. So they'll go into it with good memories of the place. Toure scored, Dzeko scored. I don't think Dzeko will get a game today, but he's got a hat-trick in the internationals as well. Toure was injured last time out, but he's played two games in the week for the Ivory Coast. I think he'll come into this, and I think he'll score. I like the headline offer again here. Yaya Toure to score and City to win at 7-2. He'll be too powerful for Palace without that midfield.
City for both Lee and Derek.
Conley.
One other quick one. This is I just found I'm amazed at this stat, and it's a real in-play stat. This on Monday night, if you're betting in play on it, Man City have used every substitution available in all of their 43 competitive matches this season, which I think is staggering in itself.
That is.
Of those substitutes, they've contributed 16 goals and assists this season in the Premier League. So, and that's more than any other team. So, you know, if you're watching it and City bring on a sub, and it's an attacking sub or a midfield, you know, an attacking midfielder,
yep,
have a look at them to score the next live goal. You get those prices in on the live matches. So it might be worth a little look.
Yeah, that is incredible, isn't it?
I cannot believe he's used every sub in every match. It's mad, isn't it?
I don't believe it.
I don't either. I do not believe it at all, but that's what Opta say, and they're always right.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.